From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The star pitcher Roger Clemens won a record 7 Cy Young Awards, and today he sat in a federal courtroom in Washington, D.C., as his trial opened on charges of perjury and obstruction of Congress. Clemens remained expressionless as the prosecutor told the jury that the government had physical proof of illegal drug use. The government said the retired 48-year-old ace had, in the waning days of his career, been injected with anabolic steroids and human growth hormone, known as HGH. Well, also in the courtroom today was our own ace, legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, our stopper who joins us now. Nina, although there was much talk today about Clemens' alleged use of the banned substances, explain this. He's not charged with any actual illegal drug use, rather with lying to Congress.
That's right. When he appeared before the House Oversight Committee, he vehemently denied using any steroids or HGH, and it is that testimony that resulted in his being charged with 6 different counts of perjury, false statements, and obstructing a congressional investigation into the use of banned substances in baseball.
So today, the prosecution and the defense outlined their cases in opening statements to the jury. First, the prosecution. What did they say?
Well, Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Durham portrayed Clemens as an aging star who used steroids to prolong his lucrative career, to get into the Hall of Fame, and who, rather than admit his failures, voluntarily testified falsely before Congress. He raised his right hand and swore that he had never used steroids, Durham told the jury. That was false, and he knew it. Even by Durham's telling, the heart of the case against Clemens is the testimony and evidence produced by Clemens' one-time trainer, Brian McNamee. Durham said McNamee will testify that he repeatedly injected Clemens with steroids and HGH. The prosecutor conceded that the jury will hear many bad things about McNamee, and that's why Durham said the government will produce corroborating evidence for everything McNamee says. Most damning, he suggested, are the cotton balls and needles produced by McNamee. Prosecutor Durham said the government had them tested at private laboratories and found Clemens' DNA plus traces of anabolic steroids and HGH, but he said there was no evidence of lidocaine or vitamin B12, the things that Clemens said McNamee did inject him with. McNamee had saved all this incriminating evidence, the prosecutor said, because he didn't trust Clemens and feared that if the going got tough, the pitcher would throw him under the bus. Hmm.
Well, that's the prosecution case from the opening statement. Let's talk about the defense now. Clemens has a very colorful Houston lawyer named Rusty Hardin, who's represented Wade Boggs, Scottie Pippen, some other sports figures, not to mention ExxonMobil and other corporations charged with wrongdoing. Tell us what Mr. Hardin had to say today in court.
Well, he portrayed Clemens as an outraged and wrongly accused pitching star who had publicly condemned steroid use, then once accused, found it just about impossible to prove a negative, to prove that he didn't use steroids. It's a reality of life that when people reach the mountaintop, there's an unwillingness to give them equal consideration when people come down on them, Hardin said.
What about, though, this physical evidence that the prosecutor outlined?
Well, Hardin suggested that it was manufactured by Brian McNamee in order to avoid being prosecuted himself. According to Hardin, federal agents told McNamee they didn't believe his denials of involvement. They told him they believed Clemens was using, and they offered McNamee a deal if he would implicate Clemens. In this case, defense lawyer Hardin said, all roads lead to Brian McNamee, and at the end of the day, to put it delicately, he is a liar. He totally made this stuff up.
From what you're saying, this sounds like it should be a short trial.
It's supposed to be 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reporting on the trial of great pitcher Roger Clemens.